Well, that should do it. Nice and clean. Well, of course I'm taking a peek. If I don't look, I can't make sure you're properly clean, can I? Unless you'd rather me give you a little taste test. Your red face makes me think you just might like that more than the cloth and oils. You agree? Cheeky. Teasing a woman so rudely. Truly shameful of you. Anyway, I'm glad your leg is starting to feel better. I know you can't put too much weight on it for very long, but still, progress is progress. Those healing herbs to help the swelling, wonderful. I'll have to thank Nora the next time I see her for her advice. Not to mention this tea. It's so fragrant. Who would have thought that such a lovely thing could also be used for treating inflammation? There's yours. Oh. Rain again, it seems. I suppose it is that time of year, early spring and all, but I think it's rained for quite enough time already, don't you? Oh, I suppose you would say it like that. But remember, only one of us handles the cold very well. I'm not as warm-blooded as you are, darling. Though, temperature aside, I guess there's nothing quite as uniquely lovely as the smell after it rains. Everything seems so fresh and new. Mm. earned it. Hmm? Well, you know I would sing it to Sola to help her sleep, but I learned it from my mother, actually. It's a lullaby that she sang to me and my sisters when we were young. It talks about finding your way home, finding peace. Here. Far across the golden sunrise, long past the warrior's respite, here and with arms wide, I'm waiting. High where your dreams touch the sky, low where your tears say goodbye, near and where your heart lies, I'm waiting. See? It means that no matter where you are, how far or near, home is where you find your heart, and it is always waiting for you. When I was young, it always brought me comfort to think such things. And even now, when I lived alone, it made me believe that somehow I'd find what I was looking for, so long as I kept searching. Well, I'm glad you like it. Though I suppose in hindsight, it's a little optimistic for how things usually seem to be. At least until I met you. Friends other than Nora? Well, none that I would truly call a friend. But there are a handful I've come to know. I've learned that the Fae enjoy talking with travelers when they're out gathering mushrooms. I've occasionally talked with a pixie who calls herself Bellflower, I believe. I learned some of what I know of medicinal plants from her. There's another nature spirit who comes around now and then, too. She calls herself Ricket. She's something of a shapeshifter. Plays with luck. She is how I learned about various settlements, since she enjoys spying on travelers. I believe she's a Huldra. That's really about it. Though I've learned the pack alpha of the werewolf group nearby is named Rhaeda. Her mate was the leader until he died. And she took over. He died due to Maeve's group, and that's why the wolves are after her. I learned that from Nora, though, and meeting a wolf or two in the forest. Cold. I haven't forgotten that. I remember very well how warm your body is to snuggle with. So if I do get a bit chilled, I know just where to go. It's nothing. I was just thinking, lost in thoughts. Just, you know, thoughts. Nothing particular. Just tell you. Well, the truth is, do you remember the night we met? Those things you said. How kind you were. You were the only human to not see me as a monster, as some terrifying thing. You were frightened. But not because of what I was. These last few months have been wonderful. I opened up to you about Sola. Something even Nora doesn't know about. I told you of my encounter with my first mate. How it left a horrible mark on my heart. There was even that time with the nectar wine where we almost... But until that encounter with the bandit, you'd never seen what I can actually do to people. I killed that woman, even if she deserved it, for all she had done, was going to do. I killed her. I felt her bones crack in my tail, ribs turned to dust. Felt her lungs lose more and more air with each breath taken. And worse, part of me actually enjoyed it. I felt her life ending, and I wanted more. To end all of them for what they did to you. To claw them apart, rend flesh from bone, to see the looks of sheer terror on their faces as I cut them down. I would have been a monster to them. And I thought you'd see me as a monster, too. I thought I'd broken everything I made with you. And even if you didn't say anything, I worried so much. It's been eating at me ever since. I don't want to be alone anymore. I wouldn't be able to live with myself if I... Our first real kiss, wasn't it? You only see me, and what? I'd agonized wondered. My darling, my love. I love you. I'd wanted to say those words for so long, but I was afraid it would be too soon. Nora told you. As much as that elf keeps her secrets, she also seems to like talking about mine. It's hard to be mad at her, though. Especially when it's come to this. And to you. You're right. There's no sense staying here away from the warm fire and the warm blankets and the warm bed. You're still as easy to tease as you ever were, my love. And besides, I wouldn't want to do anything that might hurt your leg any further. Although, I do believe you still owe me a massage from before, If you do a good job, perhaps I'll see fit to do you as well.